Hey folks, and welcome to the second episode of The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show is going to be a fortnightly podcast which is going to help you grow your business, grow yourself, and grow your community. Now, today's guest is the fantastic Stephanie Thomas. We're going to be talking all about networking, how to grow your business through relationship building, how to spot opportunities, how to follow up with people after you've met them, and so much more. So let's get this podcast started. Hello and welcome to The Grow Show. Now, The Grow Show is here to help you grow your business, grow yourself, and grow your community. And today's guest is an absolute legend who I know will be able to help you through his stories, through his journeys, with all three parts. Today, we have Stephanie Thomas, who is the author of three brilliant business books. You've got Networking for Dummies, Instant Networking, and Win the Room, now, which is also co-authored by Wes Linden from Utility Warehouse. He's been a networking powerhouse for a number of years, and I am so proud to have him on the show. So, Stefan, thank you so much for joining me today.
What a fantastic build-up. I wasn't expecting that at all. For those people who are listening, it's the beginning of April. And Gary and I are sat outside in the garden of a hotel in Banbury recording this in absolutely fantastic sunshine. I couldn't think of anything I'd rather be doing this morning than talking to you.
No,
to be honest, I'm going to enjoy it.
No, it's going to be great. And you're right, it's blue skies. It's nice and sunny. It's brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant. So for the people who don't know what you're doing just at the moment, let's just give a quick 30-second minute recap on what your activities are and how you're helping people right now.
I guess I've become known as someone who knows a bit about business networking, about that funny thing that some businesses do where they go to events to meet each other over breakfast. And you and I have been to a business networking meeting this morning, and all I do, whether it's what I write online, videos online, stuff like this, and my actual paid work, is helping people sell more when they're at those sort of events, because a load of people go to networking events and don't ever quite work how to turn it into business. I've worked that out. I've worked it out for me. I've worked it out for clients. So I write stuff about it and I train people one-to-one.
Brilliant.
That's what I do.
Brilliant. And as you said, we've been at a networking event. You've done the Foresight slot, which is an 18-minute kind of insight into a specialist field. How many of those have you done, roughly? Or public speaking, all told?
I was working this out with someone the other day. So if I take networking events where I'm quite often the speaker when I'm there, I've certainly done over 500 speaking slots. And a couple of weeks ago, I was speaking in London in front of five people. I've spoken in front of up to 2,500 people. And these days I get to do fun things like go to Sofia in Bulgaria and speak. Milan I've spoken in, and so I've spoken in front of quite a lot of audiences, around 500, I think.
Wow. So for the people who have only been to one or two networking events and seen the speaker and thought, I could do that, you know, that's you having to do that or done that for over 500 times, that's huge. That's huge. Now, how do you feel now compared to, let's go back to your first one or your first networking event. Let's go right back there. I'm sure you're a different person now compared to where you were before.
Yeah, I think I'm more me than I was before. I think when I started going to networking events, I was trying to put on to be someone who I wasn't. I'm not a natural speaker, and I've had to be trained how not to be nervous at speaking. In fact, where we are now, the Whateley Hall Hotel in Banbury, this was the first for networking meeting that I ever ran.
Cool.
Right here. But I didn't run it, because I had to get Terry Cooper, chairman of 4Networking, to read the script for me because I was too nervous. So if we look at when I was too nervous to be a group leader 12 years ago, 2007, and now I speak probably twice a week, those speaking slots at networking events have been my constant rehearsal. That is where I've learned to be more, what's the word I'm looking for, more confident, just out of practice, really. So there's so many people who should be doing it, and I know they'll be listening to this and thinking they're not confident enough. I used to do it reading from a sheet of paper. You'll have noticed today that I do it these days without notes. But it's perfectly all right to have a sheet of paper. I think if you're in business, then learning that skill of speaking about your business in front of other people is really valuable. And if people can get to do it at networking events, then grab the opportunity. Even if you're going to feel nervous, one of the things that I've learned about business is a lot of it is about getting out of your comfort zone. I know you know that one as well. And this speaking thing was something that I had to really push myself out to do.
Yeah. I can remember my first foresight, my first speaking opportunity, and I was absolutely gutted. I was nervous. I was shaking. The amount of worrying I did beforehand was crazy. But actually doing it and then doing it again and again and again and the practice doing it, do you know what? I wouldn't have sacrificed those early days for anything. So how did you get... Actually, let's break away from your journey right now. What is networking? Let's just talk about that, because there's people who might be listening to the podcast who might have started a business or might be in an existing business, and they might have heard the term networking thrown around, but what actually is it in the simplest form?
It's going to have a number of different meetings. So at the very beginning of my first book, Business Networking for Dummies, I talk about how, you know, in ancient towns, you would have had the guy who made the wheel, you would have had the guy who made things to sit on, you would have had the guy who learned how to make fire and so on and so forth. And different people had different skills and they would have learned to trade them between them. Networking in its simplest form and networking events is pretty much that. The I put myself in a room with a load of other businesses who might need to buy my services, or I might need to buy theirs. So I find networking events a really efficient way. I sell business-to-business services, basically. So a networking event puts me in front of a load of other businesses who might be interested in buying from me. So networking is something that we tend to do naturally. We all have our own networks, whether they're the people we know from the school gates, we know from the pub, from sports clubs and so on, and the sort of formal networking events that you and I go to, where you bung a load of business people in a room and either with a format or without a format, they end up speaking to each other and some of them will do business together. So networking is something which we will do naturally as human beings. But when people ask me about networking, what they're typically referring to is the sort of formal or semi-formal networking events that you and I go to.
Yeah. That makes complete sense. And how did you start out in networking? Because there's going to be people who are listening who are probably at that stage at the moment. So how did you start?
Pretty much by accident, as has been the story of my life, really. When I was an estate agent, which is what I did for 20 years, towards the end of my estate agency career, a friend of mine invited me to a breakfast networking event. I'd never heard of them before. I didn't know they existed. So I went along and it was a room full of other local business people. And that is... that's really important for, as an estate agent, you want to get to know the other local shopkeepers, the other local traders. But I think for a lot of businesses, actually meeting other local business people, so you've already got something in common with them, it was something that intrigued me. So I went along by accident. A friend of mine called Sharon invited me. I've done over 1,000 events since.
And does it take time or to get kind of known, or are people going to be looking for a instant success at networking? You know, what's your thoughts about that?
People look for instant success and they're wrong, and I'll explain why they're wrong. People sort of expect that everyone else has turned up to buy from them. They haven't. People turn up at networking events to sell their own stuff, so the success isn't likely to be instant. However, this is slightly controversial. It doesn't need to take a huge amount of time, but that depends how much effort someone's willing to put into the relationships. If you think you're only meeting someone at a networking event for the first time, it's then up to you to develop the trust so that you get to the stage where that person trusts you enough to either buy from you or refer business to you. That can take varying amounts of time depending on personalities, but primarily depending on how much effort you're going to put into the relationship. If you only see someone once a month at a networking event, it's going to take longer for them to get to know you. And in networking, we talk about the meet, like, know, trust. That process after someone's met you, when they decide whether or not they like you, and if they do like you, get to know you a little bit better, and then get to the stage where they trust you. It's going to take longer if you only see someone once a month than if you actually put effort into keeping the relationships alive. I think that answers it.
No, that's perfect. And actually, nowadays with social media, that actually plays a much more important part than it did 5-10 years ago as well. So how can people kind of maximise social media? I know we're skimming loads of top-level stuff at the moment, But yeah, social media, that plays a big, big part in the follow-up process.
Oh, it has. Social media has been an absolute game changer for networking, and that's what a lot of people don't quite understand. The opportunity to take the relationship that you've just met in real life, to keep that going online, so in between real life meetings, you're still maintaining a conversation with someone, it's a game changer. And whether people choose to use LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever they choose to be, there are opportunities to be keeping in touch with people, keeping the relationships alive all the time. The biggest opportunity is that most people won't bother. The biggest opportunity is that most people in business see social media as a marketing, as a broadcast tool, rather than a tool to aid conversations. The way that I use social media, the way that I talk to my clients about it, and I know you talk very, very similarly, is to use it to ease conversation, to keep relationships going, rather than using it as a board in the post office where you just stick your business card and hope that people buy from you. It's a conversation.
That's it. And for me, social media is just that. It's a way of communicating to people. And the communication in its essence is two-way.
Yeah.
It can't just be one way. No. That just won't work.
No. It's and I spend more of my time on social media replying to other people, liking other people's stuff, commenting on their stuff, sharing their stuff. I spend more of my time doing that than I do posting my own stuff, because that's, well, I enjoy it for a start, but that's also the model which works for me. Because if I show genuine interest in other people, what I found is that a proportion of them will reciprocate, will come back and show interest in me as well.
Yeah.
And that's like a normal conversation. This podcast isn't just me talking. You and I are having a conversation. That's how it should work on social media too.
Yeah. Absolutely spot on. We've got a helicopter going above us at the moment, as you could might be here. Oh no, it's a low-flying aeroplane. That's all good. Now, there's one story that always sticks with me, and this is a story of how you started to write Business Networking for Dummies, and it's the luck kind of story. You just got lucky, or that kind of thing. Can you tell people a little bit about that? Because it's something that has stuck with me ever since you, I think I heard it in a Foresight years ago. Literally just in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I'm very happy to. I mean, I got lucky. I was at a networking event in East London at XL. I was sat next to a person who was a commissioning editor for the Dummies series of books, and I just happened to be sat next to her. She's called Sarah, and so I was just lucky. Sat next to Sarah, I asked Sarah, have you guys done Business Networking for Dummies? She said, no, we've been looking for the right author for the last 3 years. So one networking event, I was sat next to the right person.
Let's just go back to the background of that, because we're laughing because luck plays no part of it whatsoever.
No, I'd done that same event every year for 7 years, twice a year, 2 days every time, under my own steam, before I was sat next to Sarah. I'd done around 750 networking events at that point. I've actually slowed down in the last few years. So, because when I first started networking, I didn't really know how to make it work for me, so I attacked it by brute force. I just did a lot of it. Mm-hmm. The more you do of something, the more you get familiar with it, the more you get to practice. That's when I ended up sat next to Sarah. So yeah, I just pitched up at one event, and a load of people tell me I was just lucky. The people who tell me I was just lucky, by the way, weren't there, but that was one event out of 750. Before I ended up sat next to Sarah. And yeah, it did change my life completely. They asked me to write a second book, and then we went on to write the third as well. But it was consistency. It was being there. It was getting a bit better every year. I became a speaker at that event. And then, yeah, just struck lucky that one night.
So hard work, determination, consistency, it all pays off.
I never saw it as hard work. A load of people have told me I'm stupid along the way for spending too much time networking, spending too much time on that For Networking thing. I'm a long-standing member of For Networking, and full disclosure for your listeners, I used to be a director of For Networking Limited. So people tell me I was being stupid to spend too much time on this stuff, but there was something inside me that told me it would work eventually. And maybe that is stupidity, but there was something that told me that my time would come, that I would turn a corner at some point, and I turned out to be right in the end.
So tell people about what you're doing at the moment with the networking retreat, because that kind of nicely follows on from what we were saying about.
Yeah, I guess so. I worked out how to make networking work for me, and then through a series of conversations with other people, I started giving people advice mainly in my role as a leader in 4Networking. I started giving people advice and it turned out it was working for them. So I would say, have you tried this? Have you tried doing that? And they would come back and say, wow, I did that and I made that sale. And so I spotted an opportunity and turned it into a business. So what I do now for pay is work one-to-one with people or in groups at what I call the networking retreats, or I speak from stage and actually show people how they can get better results from networking. So once again, by accident, it was something that I worked out how to make it work for myself. Step one, it then turned out that I could show other people how to do it successfully, and then I realized that there ought to be a business in that, and that's what I do now. When people pay me, they get more out than they put in because they'll go and make more sales, but I've turned it into a business for me called the Networking Retreat.
So I've heard some really cool testimonials from people who have attended the actual retreat. For the people who haven't been to the retreat, just describe what the feel of it is and what activities you kind of do without giving too much away, really.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we spend 2 days together in a hotel in Oxfordshire, and the reason that I've done that is A, because I could spend a couple of hours, but we would only skim the surface. Mm-hmm. Networking is about much more than just getting people's 60-second or 40-second introduction right. So we take people in that 2 days on a whole journey, how they introduce themselves to people at networking events, how they describe their business, and then how they keep those conversations going and follow up, right through to how to actually get that point when you ask someone to pay for your services. So it's right through from when you first walk into a networking meeting to how you turn some of those conversations into prospects. The reason that I do it as a retreat is A, there's too much material to get into a couple of hours, and secondly, I was going to a lot of training events where you turn up at 10 o'clock in the morning, you leave at 4, you never get to know the other people in the room. My big vision with the networking retreat was that the people in the room would end up doing business together, because we all have dinner together on the middle night, and that's what's happened. I've now know that there are some long-standing business relationships which came out of people in the room getting to know each other, and that was my... I didn't want people just to learn from me. I wanted people to learn from other people in the room as well. We build a real environment of trust. I've been told that. And then people in the room end up buying from each other as well, which is just absolutely the utopia for me.
That's brilliant. And on a last point, you co-wrote your latest book, Win the Room, with Wes Linden. Get my teeth in. Wes Linden. That's staying in. About how to become the go-to person in network marketing. So where did that come about?
Came about on Twitter. Wes and my relationship is the stuff of legend as well, because Wes, for those who don't know him, he's an international speaker on network marketing. He's been very successful with a network marketing company here in the UK. And Wes has the speaking career which I dream of, frankly. And he's younger than me and more handsome than me. I hope he's listening. There was a conversation going on Twitter 5 or 6 years ago between me and a guy called Todd from Spaghetti Agency. And Wes was connected with Todd on Twitter. He spotted that we were talking about the fact that I use an app on my phone to send postcards to my grandmother. True story. So Wes jumped in. We then followed each other, got to know each other. He was interested in me because I wrote the book. I'd heard Wes's name 10 years previously when I first heard of Telecom Plus, Utility Warehouse, and I knew Wes had been really successful, so I was really flattered to be connected with him. We chatted for a couple of years, and then it turned out we were going to be in the same part of the country one day, so we stopped for a half hour coffee. We were still chatting five hours later.
Wow.
and then 2 years after that, we ended up writing the book together, and I've spoken at a load of Wes's events, and I now speak at some of the same events as Wes in Europe. And the thing which, in the first 4 years of getting to know each other, neither of us tried to sell anything to each other. And that's been a really important part of our relationship.
This is it. And this is, again, the bit where, for me, networking isn't about selling. It's about those relationships. It's about communicating. And it's about just talking to people at the end of the day. I think that's why, when I was thinking about setting up this podcast, you were one of the first people I thought about, because your messages, the way that you speak, it just fills me with inspiration. So thank you so much.
Oh, no, that really means a lot. I really love doing podcasts. So thank you. I was really flattered to be invited because you've got a ton of people around you who talk about networking, I know. And I enjoy this format. I really hope that your listeners have got some value out of what we've talked about this
time. I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. And just for the people who want to find out more information about the networking retreat, about your books, remember, Business Networking for Dummies, Instant Networking and Win the Room. How can they find all the information about you?
My website is thenetworkingretreat.co.uk, and what most people do is find me somewhere on social media. My name's Stefan Thomas. It's an unusual spelling, so I'm not difficult to find either. So yeah, people find me on LinkedIn or Facebook, and I'm always happy to keep the conversation going.
You're a gem. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you so much.
Really enjoyed that, Gary. Thank you.
What a interview! Thank you so much for listening, and here are some of the key points. Remember, you don't have to be a natural speaker to do public speaking, and practice makes perfect. Remember, Steph has done over 500 talks to date, and his first meeting, he couldn't do it. So don't be afraid. When you're at networking events, be present, be visible, and know your audience. Follow up with people you want to speak to, and use social media to keep updated with the people you meet. Remember, it's the long game, not the short game. And when you go to a networking event, remember that people don't turn up to their events to buy from you. So keep that in mind. And remember to turn your skills into a business, just like Steph did with this networking retreat. As I said, thank you so much for listening today. Please like, share with people, and comment if you either love it or you hate it. Please subscribe to the podcast on your favourite podcast platform, so that way you don't miss any episodes at all. Thank you so much, Steph, for being part of this podcast. Remember, check him out on social media, check out his website, and find his books online. All that's left for me to say is thank you so much, everyone. Take care, my friends, and see you soon. Take care.